Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Is true. Kendall, the good news for us is that men do get happier as they age.
Prove it.
You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not sure why, but you are.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
This week we're talking about the devil.
Oh my God, Cliff!
Kendall, the cheer little lingers from last week.
I'm still cheerful, Cliff, but I'm a little less cheerful that today what we're talking about.
Oh, everybody!
The evildoer himself, Cliff.
The Lord of Lies.
Lord of Lies.
Everybody, this is episode 333, and so we're halfway to the devil number. I don't know what we'll do. I don't know what special thing will happen when we get to the devil
God,
number.
I'm terrified.
Imagine that show for a second.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Imagine it. I hope it's in October. But anyway, this is episode 333, and so we are not Mrs. Potter Butter Churn. No, I know you're wagging your finger out there.
She is upset.
But we are not celebrating the devil. We're just talking about the devil today on the show.
We talk about a lot of things. We talk about a lot of things that aren't real, like being skinny.
Exactly. And it just so happens that the 333rd thing we're going to talk about is the devil.
Lord of Darkness himself.
I love this idea. And Mrs. Potter Butter Churn, as we have stated, is not for it. She thinks it's a little bit too celebratory of the devil. Yeah. She feels the show's a lot like a party, and she's afraid that people are just going to think it's a devil party on the internet and the radio.
It's not. Not that at all.
No.
We're just talking about him.
We're just chatting about Satan.
About Satan? Cliff, yeah. Could it be Satan? Because the devil is believed by many religions, myths, and cultures to be a supernatural entity that is the personification of evil and the enemy of God and humankind.
What an interesting point of view.
I thought you'd like that, Cliff.
I like it a lot. Kendall, when I think about the devil, when I think to myself of the ruler of hell. Kendall, I think that, you know, he's what he is, really. He's the god of this world who controls the minds of unbelievers. Watch out!
He'll control your mind.
Unbelievers, he is controlling your mind. I advise you to believe, and the devil will lose control immediately.
Have you ever seen the devil?
I was seen consorting with the devil by Blackbird Pond just last night. Everybody, Kendall, the devil does walk around on Earth. You should be alert. He is walking around.
Oh, I think I work with him.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
Whoa, Mr. Snodbottom, he did not mean you.
I meant Charles, if you want to be clear about it.
He meant Charles. He meant the one who has besmirched the studio with what we call the urine corner.
He smited the studio.
He is smoting the studio by creating Charles's urine corner. Did you know that the devil, he's a murderer and he's just the father of lies.
Father of lies.
He is the father of lies, everybody, for it is foretold that Jesus said to the Pharisees, ye are of your father the devil,
blessed of your father evil.
He was a murderer from the beginning, about not in that truth, because there ain't no truth in it.
He speaks the
lies. On his own, for he is a liar and the father. We sound more like Bushelltown Radio.
Wanna be paid? Call in right now.
We sound more like Bushelltown Radio than we ever have. We are fitting in.
I for a minute there, Cliff, I thought we were having a telethon. I didn't know what was going on.
We are fitting in on Bushelltown Radio right now.
Cliff, you know the God and the devil both are usually portrayed as fighting over the souls of humans, Cliff. He has demons punish the damned, Cliff. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, when I watch these movies that have, like, the devil in them, that's not that scary to me as demons are. Demons feel a lot more scary to me than the devil.
Demons, Kendall, there are demons in this world. You need to protect yourself from demons.
Terrifying.
They are. Every time we have encountered a demon, it has been some level of terrifying. But speaking of Kendall, the devil himself.
Yes.
Devil. He's a thief. He's a killer and a destroyer. He can destroy with limited power. And the Bible says this, he is allowed into heaven.
Amen, amen.
He is allowed into heaven, but that does not besmirch the sanctity of God's heaven. Just because a sinful father of lies is allowed under God's pressure. It's what it's really a lot like. Do you remember in The Year Without a Santa Claus, there's like the heat miser and the snow miser. Imagine, if you will, if the snow miser just summoned the heat miser to the snow village, and he couldn't really do anything because he was a heat miser, but he was there and he was under the control of the snow miser. That's what it's like with God and the devil in heaven.
Yeah, that was the personification of good and evil right there, Cliff, on that Christmas special.
It is. That was actually based off several chapters in Ecclesiastes.
It's good to know, Cliff.
Good to know.
Why do I feel like I need to fill out a Bible study worksheet?
I would like for you to fill out one of the cards that we have left in the back of the pew and just place it in the collection offering. When it comes around, we don't want your money, everybody. We just want you to listen. This is KBSH. This is Rye 99. I have talked for the whole episode.
It is 4 a.m.
And now I'm turning it over to you.
Oh, Cliff, I've been waiting. No,
all his life, he's been waiting.
Cliff, do you have any personal demons in your life? I've gone from preaching to meddling.
You have gone from preaching to meddling.
Everybody has personal demons, Cliff.
Kendall, I have had a demon.
I have many of them.
It was called the demon of being an unbeliever, because it is clear unbelievers and disobedient people are under Satan's power. Do not fear my
friends. Do you believe, Cliff? Do you believe?
Born again, if you are born again, God did not give you a spirit of fear. He will save you with salvation, but the unbelievers and the disobedient, they are under the complete control of the father of lies himself. Oh, scratch.
When is the choir going to get here? That's what I'm wondering.
Kendall, it's a feeling. Last week, I was feeling the cheerful spirit. And this
the
week,
Holy Spirit last week.
This week, we got that devil spirit rising up. The show. And all we can talk about is the devil. And it's just coming out.
See, Cliff, 3 is my lucky number.
Oh.
And so, 3 threes, that's I must be a some sort of cult leader.
You must be a devil cult leader.
No, not at all.
Not at all, Kendall.
Not at all. I gotta take a break, Cliff. I really do.
Do you?
I really do.
All right.
Oh, wait.
All right. Kendall, the devil has taken control of your mind. Satan is speaking through your tongue. You don't know what you're doing. It is not time for a break. It is time for what?
It's time for what would I do?
What would you do? Oh, what would I do, Kendall?
What would you do, Cliff? I don't know.
What would I do? Kendall, what would you do?
I'll tell you.
What?
What would you do, Kendall, if
I'd eat it
all of a sudden?
Oh, I thought it was about food.
You walked into the studio one day, right? Innocent. It's the day you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, "Hey, Cliff, I'm here. It's me, Kendall." And when I answered, I sounded different. And I was like,
"Cliff is not here. I am Satan. I am the father of lies. Kendall, take this crucifix and shove it up your ass."
Oh.
It's like
terrifying.
Satan always says. And then I threw up pea soup, Kendall.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I crab walked backwards down the stairs. And my head was spinning around like baby right round. What would you do?
Well, Cliff, I would pull out my Bible. I'd thump him in the head.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, Christian.
Sure. Fire. Exorcism. You thump him in the head with the Bible. Bam. Demons release.
Cliff, I'd go out and I'd get me about a 5-gallon bucket of holy water.
Whoa.
Bless it. Bless it in his holy name.
Bless it in his holy water.
I don't know how we got to this point on the show. I don't.
And it's early yet.
I don't even know.
Early in the show to be like this.
And I would get a high pressure washer. And I would spray the demon with the holy water.
Oh, God. You gotta
spray. That's sure to banish him back to hell.
That's great. It's a great answer.
Yeah, I put a lot of thought into that.
I love it.
Cliff, what do you do if you're out in the park
when
this puff of smoke comes up, right?
Oh, no.
And well, who do you think appears but the devil himself? And Cliff, he tells you that he is not actually that bad at all. Of course he's going to say that.
Father of lies.
And that hell is not that bad, really, and it resembles an Olive Garden.
Uh-huh.
And that, however, the breadsticks are always cold.
Uh-huh.
But he says he will grant you 3 wishes.
Oh.
Of whatever you're choosing.
Ooh.
Whatever it'll be, right?
Uh-huh.
And all you gotta do is, when you die, go back with them to hell and live at that Olive Garden and have all the breadsticks you want.
Oh, now that I'm for.
So would you do it, Cliff? Would you have these 3 great wishes and go to hell with the devil?
I think, of course, Kendall, when people think about this question, they really ponder what it means, what it would really mean to accept a deal with the devil and an eternity in an Olive Garden themed hell with eternal breadsticks. And they think to themselves, of course I will take the devil's deal.
Yes, you take the wishes.
You don't even ask what's behind door number 2. You just take the wishes and go straight to hell.
Yes, take them.
You take a wish from the devil, then you spend eternity in hell.
In hell.
With the father of lies. What would you do? What would you do if you knew the devil was standing right behind you?
Oh, I'd run.
Whoa.
I'd never outrun him.
You'd never outrun the father of lies.
How do you?
He is the master of the minds of the disobedient.
Well, Cliff, I'm just too fat to outrun the devil.
I'm
too fat to outrun anything or anybody.
That is true. Finally, the truth comes out on the show.
I don't know, Cliff. I guess I just either go back and get me some breadsticks,
or
I fall to the ground. I try to kick his legs out from under him, if you can, from the devil. And I get down on my knees and pray, Cliff.
Pray.
Pray for the devil to leave me alone.
Pray. Leave me alone, Satan. Kendall,
you can't stab him. What else do you do?
I mean, Satan, you can't stab him.
You can't. Let's think practically here.
Kendall, I've got to take a break.
Ugh.
I got the devil spirit flowing through, and it's telling me to take a break.
Okay, let's take it.
Any funny ideas? There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
If you're looking for something that will slice, there's only one place that does it so nice. It's the Bushel Town Knife Store. They got knives for you. Cutters, slicers, dicers, stabbers, and the like. They'll cut anything except the cord to my mic. It's the Bushel Town Knife Store. They got knives for you. Knives for you. And knives for your loved ones. In the back, they've even got knives on clearance. It's the Busheltown Knife Store. Downtown Busheltown Knives. Visit today.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
Here comes the devil. Oh, here comes the devil. Oh, here comes the devil.
Oh, the devil with the devil, says I.
Shh. Look out for the devil. Look out for the devil. Look out for the devil.
Oh, the devil with the devil, says I.
Oh, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, we're back.
Back from hell.
The devil's back. Guess
back
who's back?
Again.
Satan's back. Tell a friend. Kendall.
Oh, gosh. Cliff.
It's time for one of our most devilish segments.
Oh, stupid questions?
Stupid questions. No.
No, stupid.
Stupid. It is, of course, the other segment.
The other perennial favorite.
Known for glamorizing who but the devil. It's the segment where we decide from a list of three, who would we rather
have consensual intercourse with.
Yes.
Create a life together with.
Right.
Or put down humanely.
You put him down humanely.
Well, I mean, even the devil's got some
even
compassion.
Even the devil has some... He's got good points.
He's going to put him down humanely.
He's the father of lies. Kendall, who would you do those things to if I'm telling you this list?
I'm going to write it down, Cliff.
All right. Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
The church lady.
Church lady.
And Satan.
Ooh, Satan. Let's see.
Satan himself.
Let's see, Cliff. Well, I guess if I could kill Satan, I'd kill him.
Oh, kill him.
Kill him.
If you can, I mean, you can't stab him.
Dead as a doornail.
Yeah.
You can't stab him. I said if those rules could be broken, then you kill him.
Break them.
Let's
Give
see.
Us any rule, we'll break it.
Let's see. I guess that I would have consensual sex with Mike Myers.
Okay.
And create a life together with the church lady, because at least she's very smart old woman.
Yeah, baby. That's for Mike Myers. That's for when you said that about Mike Myers.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not having sex
baby.
With the devil. Let's get real.
Oh, come on. Kendall, he's a gentle lover.
Fire crotch.
Fire in the crotch.
Oh, it's my turn, Cliff.
Oh.
To ask you a question.
Oh, right.
Okay, from the three Johns.
Three Johns.
John Hamm. John Krasinski or John Stamos?
Impossible.
Impossible.
You have sex with them all and then you go straight to hell.
No,
with the
Cliff,
devil.
That is not an option. Judge, you will not accept that.
You have a John foursome.
Your name's not John.
That way, every time you're like, oh, John, it's okay. They all know they're doing good. You know, that's the only answer I can come up with.
Oh, Cliff, you
I
have
cannot.
To.
I cannot.
You have to. The devil is asking you, Cliff.
I cannot. The devil. The devil made me do it, Kendall. The devil made me do it. It's too hard. It's too hard. It's too hard.
I can't believe you're not going to answer this.
This is the point in the show when I just refuse to do
it. You're like, well, no, I'm not doing that.
No, not doing that one. I think we should agree that once every 300 shows, we'll get to just say, I'm not doing that.
Okay, Cliff.
This is my time.
Ask me a question.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, Kendall. I'm talking Kate Blanchett.
Ooh. Kate Blanchett.
Kate Winslet.
Ooh. Kate Winslet.
And Kate Middleton.
Ooh. Kate Middleton. Cliff, I'm not answering it.
Oh, no.
No. I would create a life together with Kate Winslet.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's great.
She is great.
I would have consensual sex with Kate Blanchett, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess I would kill Kate Middleton.
Oh, no, the royals.
I put her down humanely, of course.
I hate you now.
Oh, everyone in the UK just turned
they
the show
tuned
off.
They tuned it out? Kendall, yeah. It's your fault.
Because then they weren't
fault.
Listening to begin with.
I would not have done that. I just would have refused to answer.
Well, as you did. As you did. Cliff, the next one I have for you.
Oh, great.
Yes. Is the three Jennifers. Uh-huh. Jennifer Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Hudson or Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, you killed Jennifer Hudson because she's lost all that weight.
No, poor Jennifer Hudson.
Take her down humanely.
She's on Weight Watchers.
She's on Weight Watchers and she deserves to be put down humanely.
Put down.
Give her a cookie and then let her die. For that reason only. And then you... Who was it, Jennifer? Oh, Jennifer Lawrence. She just seems like so much fun. You just build your life with her.
Yeah, I've been
looking. And then you just get downtown with Jenny from the block.
Jenny Brown.
Yeah.
All right, Cliff.
That's what you do, Carol.
You answered one.
I did. Look, good on me. Finally, Kendall, for off the whatever this segment is called.
Yes.
I'm giving you these. The Grinch.
Ooh.
The Lorax. And Yertle the Turtle.
The Grinch, the Lorax, or Yertle the Turtle.
Yes.
All right, let's see. Yeah. I would have consensual sex with Yertle the Turtle.
He likes to be on top, Ken.
That's right here. I would kill the Grinch.
Oh.
And I'd build a life with the Lorax because he's environmentally friendly.
He speaks for the trees.
He would teach you the proper ways of life.
He speaks for the trees. You speak for the obese.
Yeah.
It's all the same. Kendall, I'd like to dedicate this segment of the Devil Show to Dr. Seuss. It was his birthday not so very long ago.
Oh, how wonderful.
Happy birthday from us and the devil, Dr. S.
So, Cliff, I have one more for you.
One more.
These are the three Michaels.
Okay.
Michael Jordan.
All right.
Michael Fassbender.
Okay.
Or Michael Cera.
Okay. I can't answer it. Kill them all. you build a life together with the richest, who's probably Michael Jordan.
Uh-huh.
And you bone Michael Fassbender. Doesn't he have like a giant wang?
I guess. That's what Entertainment Weekly says every week.
Hey, that's what... Kendall gets the wang updates. And
snap!
So you bone him, and then I hate to do it. I love Arrested Development, but you just gotta off George Michael.
You just gotta.
It's just gotta be this way. Kendall, that's the end of that segment.
Way to throw out of that segment, Cliff. They're going to come back for the podcaster award. That's the end of the segment. Bye.
That's the end of that story.
It is the end, Cliff.
Don't blame me. I'm just so excited to get to my favorite
I know. That's what I always say. I was just about to say it. You're just so excited to help people, Cliff.
I am.
As you always are. I know it's your favorite part of the job. And I love helping people, too. So let's help some people.
Let's help them.
You've got questions. We've got answers.
Oh, we do.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall, I'm opening mine over here.
All right.
I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind it. I hope so. I hope you're going to open it.
All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Yes.
It says this. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I love the show.
And oh, good.
So hoping that two hosts like you can help me solve my problem.
Well, I hope we can.
Cliff and Kendall. I can't move in my sleep. I have scary dreams about the devil and demons.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a Christian, and I believe in God. I had a dream that I was marrying the devil once. It scared the crap out of me, and I also had a dream that I was in hell. It had another where my house was burning, and I could not move, and a voice told me I was going to hell, and a devil, and all these people were talking about hell. Then I was with my mom and dad and sister in a town, and they all died.
No,
I was on the ground, and people ran around, and fire was everywhere, Cliff and Kendall. I woke up so scared of the devil. I've had these dreams a couple nights in a row now, and I've even prayed, Cliff and Kendall, before I slept. Please, help me. How do I get rid of these devil dreams and that sign bedeviled in Busheltown?
Oh, my goodness. Well.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
I guess there's a couple ways to look at this.
All right. Kendall's going to break it down for
you. I'm going to break it down to help you. That's what I'm going to do. You can either go to a church and find a preacher or a minister that can help you get rid of those demons that you're dreaming about. Or you can take a more practical approach and you can... You know, meditate before you go to bed and think about good, wonderful things and try to take your mind off of that or find the root problem.
Just find the root problem.
I didn't say it was easy.
Just do it. Just say, hey, self, what's the root problem?
Do a lot of introspection.
Oh, it's this. great answer.
It's a great answer.
You have helped so many people.
I'm so glad.
Because you know, when one listener dares write us a question, they definitely are just speaking for dozens of thousands of other listeners who have that same problem. And there are so many people who are plagued by devil dreams. I just know it. And you have helped.
I'm so glad I could do that.
Well, goodbye with a little help from Kendall.
All right, I got my question here, Cliff.
Oh, I'm ready to absorb it and let the devil speak through me and give this listener an answer.
All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall, my best friend of 20 years, Claire, has suffered bouts of depression ever since I've known her.
Claire.
She recently confided to me that her brother had repeatedly sexually abused her as a child. And when she went to her mother for help, her mother told her she needed to thank God that it was happening because it would make her a stronger person. Her mother is unfortunately passed away now, but her father is still alive. What the mother did not know is the brother was a devil worshiper. I am furious with her father for allowing the abuse to happen under his roof. Cliff and Kendall, the family acts like it never happened. Claire invites her dad to events we plan together, like birthdays. It has made get-togethers miserable for us. Should we just smile and pretend that we don't know because we can't fight my best friend's fight for her? Or how do we get over the anger? This is written by Confused in Oklahoma, Cliff.
I refuse to answer this. And here, no.
like everything else, though, you just refuse.
I'm just not answering this. Help thyself.
I refuse to help.
No. Of course we have help for you. What you need to do is you don't need to go to whatever that was you're talking about. And you need to get the abuse victim away and away from the abuser, and don't go to the party and never speak to them again, and drive off into the sunset and think a cheerful thought and move on and get away. Get away.
Well, the question is from her friend. She's going to leave her friend in the dust?
Take the abuse victim with you.
I got you. Great answer.
Of course, great answer.
And Cliff, that's all we're helping people today.
That's another great answer from Cliff and Kendall.
It's all the help. Stamp of approval at the end of the show.
It's all the help we've got. I'm so sad that the devil show is coming to a close.
Oh, it's the saddest thing ever, Cliff.
It's so sad to close that devil coffin.
He's sad, Cliff, that we're into the show.
He's sad.
And if our listeners want to know more about the devil, I never thought I'd say that, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Google Satan, because the most intriguing things.
It's true. Facebook.com/cliffandkendall, emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Do it.
Please do it, Cliff. We are each our own devil, and we make this world our hell, and it was Oscar Wilde.
Oh, Oscar.
So true.
Oh, yeah. Life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards.
Oh, how true.
What a bitch. And that was said by Soren Kierkegaard.
Soren. The people who cease to believe in God or goodness altogether still believe in the devil. Evil is always possible, and goodness is eternally difficult.
Uh-oh.
That was Anne Rice from Interview with a Vampire.
Ooh, it was Lestat that said that. Kendall, if you're depressed, you're living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future.
Exactly.
If you are at peace, you are living in the present. And who said that but my homeboy Lao Tzu?
Live in the present and enjoy our show in the present.
Enjoy our show in the present. Just know while you're listening to our show, this is where you are.
Enjoy it.
It's okay. Everything's going to be okay.
It is. And we're almost finished on with the devil.
Cliff and Kendall and the devil are with you.
Take us down those devilish roads.
Take me home. Roads to hell. Where we're talking about Satan. Cliff and Kendall. Talking devil. I'm Cliff.
Oh, and I'm Kendall, and there's the devil. And we'll see you here next week.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Should I sit in every week?
wrong is neither in a step when you're splitting it in air. If the getting it divided, I'd be found that you were. With a fall of my sore, y'all would make me feel the name of the nation as you did. Yes, your mental death was you do. Talk, talk, would make me feel the name of the nation as you did. Yes, can I be fast, live in the soul, have me squashed, have more in the ear, fast, fell, and there was hell in my sore. I'm a snap, 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 snap